Okay, I wanted to do a couple of 10-minute halachos shiurim on halachos of svira, not of the mitzvah of counting svira sa'omer. We've done that in the past, but of the avelos that we are noheg during svira. I think we once discussed music during svira, so we're not going to talk about music during svira. Let's just talk a little bit of background. By background, I mean, why do we observe avelos during svira? What's the basis of the avelos? What's the nature of the avelos? And when should the avelos be observed during svira? So that's just going to be today's topic, and then maybe we'll get into some of the details next time. So the basis of the avelos during svira has three basic sources. The first source is a Mishnah, actually, in Maseches Eduyos, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah tells us, Mishpat Rishoyim beGehenim 12 Chodesh, that Rishoyim suffer in Gehenim for 12 months, quotes a pasuk in Shayo, Perek Samach Vav, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Mina Pesach v'ad Atzeres, Shnarim midei Shabbos b'Shabbato. So the first mention of the period of Pesach and Atzeres in a negative light, being painted in at all a negative light, is that that's when the Rishayim suffer in Gehenim. So not really Avelus, but that's the first time we ever find Svira mentioned, this period of Svira mentioned in a negative way. The more well-known source and the real reason for the Minhagim Avelus during Svira is Gemara Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva all died between Pesach and Atzeres. It doesn't say which days, but it sounds like throughout the entire period between Pesach and Atzeres. That's at least the simple pshat in the Gemara. And then a third reason for Avelos during Svira, or a second reason, but a third mention of Svira in a negative light, the Taz in Tafsadi Gimel, near HaShulchan, according to Taz, points out that during the Crusades, there were many, many tragedies that occurred in the Rhine River Valley when during this period of Svira Sa'omer, and that's why on Tisha B'Av we actually say kinos for these terrible tragedies. When we say of harachamim in davening after Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, that's because of these tragedies. That's because of what happened during the Crusades. And since those tragedies happened during this period of time, so there are minhagim of avelos that we observe. Even having said that, though, the death of the Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, the Crusades, all these terrible things, nevertheless, Svira Sa'omer, fundamentally, on a Doraisa level, is a happy time. I mean, there are certain times of the year where the personality, so to speak, of the date is a happy time, a tense time, a sad time. So, for example, Purim is a happy time, Pesach is a happy time, Yimei Hadin are a very tense time. So there are certain personality characters, there's a certain character to different dates of the year. The Beina Mitzarim, Mishenichnas Av Mematin Besimcha, that's very clearly a time of Avelos. It's a Zman that the Gemara says is Muchan Leparanos, and that's why so many tragedies happen on Tisha B'Av, and Chodesh Av, from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, is considered a very sad time. Svira Sa'omer, fundamentally, the Ramban al Torah refers to the period between Pesach and Shavuos as a Chol HaMoed of sorts. That it's as if Pesach is the first days, and Shavuos is the last days, and everything in between is Chol HaMoed. I mentioned this in Shir today, one of the Talmidim, one of the 11th graders said, it's like the rest of the year is Chol HaMoed between Purim and Purim. So it's not like that. We don't have such an union. But between Pesach and Shavuos, the in-between time is Chol HaMoed. So it's really fundamentally happy time. But there were some sad things that happened. And therefore, we observe Avelos. So L'may Nafkamina, whether it's... And by the way, those Nihugei Avelos are not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. So those are all Minhagim, as opposed to by Beina Mitzarim, where it's Mishnah Nasav Matim Simcha, a Mishnah. So the Gemara has a sugya about that, about what we're not allowed to do during that period of time. So that's Minadin, whereas over here it's purely based on Minag. But because it's fundamentally a happy time and it's different than the time of the Beina Mitzarim, there are a few differences in Halacha. A lot of times people just get confused. They assume, Avelos, so it's all got to be the same. Now, they're both basically patterned after, as Rav Salvechik pointed out, basically patterned after the dinim of Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh, but there are differences. Rav Vadi Yosef writes in Shuvah Zichav Das Chil Gimel, Simon Lamed, that whereas one is not allowed to remodel their home, do major work or renovations on their house during the period of Bein HaMitzarim, Mishenich Nesav, but during Svira, it's not a problem. Because again, it's not a fundamental, there's no Isra of Binyan Shal Simcha during Svira. Minchas Elazar writes in the Tshuvah, Chelek Dalid, Simen Mem Dalid, that although there are those people that refrain from traveling or doing other dangerous activities during the Bein HaMitzarim, during Svira there's not even such an Inyan. Whether it's even a halacha during Bein HaMitzarim is what to talk about, what exactly we would stay away from, what's called Re'a Mazalei, what would be considered something dangerous, or that we would discourage. But even there's not even such an Inyan during Svira, because again, Svira is a fundamentally happy time. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and say from my Mordechai and the Moadim Uzmanim in Chaf Nun Hei, quotes that there are those that are noeg, like the Kliyakar and the Sefer Elos Ephraim, and like the Eliyazuta, and like Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Yosef Omet, who all say that you shouldn't wear new clothing or say a Shechianu during Svira. But nevertheless, our minhag is like the Mishnah Brura writes in Tafsai Gimel Sivkat and Beis and the Kavachayim in Sivkat and Dalid that we're Mekel, that we do say Shechianu during Svira. Why? Why is our minhag to be Mekel against those poskim that think you shouldn't say Shechianu? So those that say not say Shechianu because it's time of Avelus, how can you celebrate with Shechianu? But the reason we're Mekel is because Shechianu is a bracha that we were higyanu lazman hazeh, that we're at this joyous time. How can you say a joyous time when you're talking about the Bein HaMitzarim, you're talking about the time period of Avelus? But this period is a joyous time. It just happens to be that there were certain things that are worthy of mourning for that happened at this time. In Rav Vadi and Yechavadas Chelgal Simchav Dalid, he's mechalik in the Shechianu. He says you could definitely say Shechianu new fruits, but it's kedai to be machmir about new clothing, because new fruits is not about the simcha; it's just the regeneration of those fruits each year. Whereas the new clothing is about the simcha of having new clothing. And others are mekel on the Shechianu only b'shas atzorech. You have a guy bachur who's home from yeshiva for Bein Hazmanim, and the only time he's going to be able to go shopping is during Sfiras, so I'm Mekel for that. But Pashtus is, we're Mekel no matter what, that you're allowed to buy new clothing. You could buy a new suit, that there's no problem. I always get this question. Someone's getting married right after Lag Bomer, and he wants to know, can he buy a suit? Can the family members buy their clothing for the wedding during Sfiras? So that's really not a problem. We paskin that it's mutter. It's not like the Bein HaMitzarim. Now, when exactly do we observe the Avelus for Sfiras HaOmer? There are many different minhagim. There are at least seven different minhagim as to when to observe the Avelus. Shulchan Aruch in Tafsadi Gimel and Kavachayim and Sivkon Chavei over there in Beis Yosef, based on the Beis Yosef, says that it's from the beginning of Svira until Lamed Dalid Ba'omer. So Lag Ba'omer is not an exception, and it's based on the Medrash. The Medrash says that the Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying 15 days before Shavuos. So that would mean Lamed Dalid was their last day of dying. So the Minhagei Avelus would go through Lamed Dalid Ba'omer. The Ramah in Dark Emotion, Tav Tzadi Gimel, quotes from the Maril, they know that it ends on Lag Ba'omer, because the Gra explains over there, the plague ended on Lag Ba'omer, not on Lamed Dalid Ba'omer. That's the Ashkenazic tradition. Others have different traditions as to what makes Lag Ba'omer special. Lag Ba'omer is also not mentioned anywhere in Shas. It doesn't say anywhere that there's such a thing called Lag Ba'omer. So there are other traditions of what makes Lag Ba'omer special. The Birkei Yosef, the Chayei Adam in Klal Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that Lag Ba'omer is special because it's the yard site of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes that maybe it's the day Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai left the cave, from the story in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai left the cave. Maybe that's what makes Lag Ba'omer special. Kafachayim in Taf Tzadi Gimel Sivkan Chavav says that the day Lag Ba'omer is the day that Rabbi Kiva gave smicha to his surviving Talmidim. After all of his 24,000 Talmidim died, he gave smicha to the five surviving Talmidim on Lag Ba'omer. Maybe that's what makes it happy. V'chassam Sofer Yeradeh Reish Lamed Gimel, who's no fan of Lag Ba'omer celebrations, he's pretty much against it, says that the only special thing about Lag Ba'omer is that the man began to fall in the Midbar on Lag Ba'omer. So maybe that's what that's why Lag Ba'omer is somewhat special in terms of the Avelus being over on Lag Ba'omer. But be that as it may, that's the second sheet as to when to observe Avelus, from the beginning until Lag Ba'omer. Lich Ora, if one is observing Avelus from the beginning to Lag BaOmer, the Avelus would continue through day 33, at least for part of the day, because Miktsas Hayom Kikulo applies on the last day of Avelus, but that's only when it only applies during the daytime, not at nighttime, which would mean that one would not be allowed to get married on the night of Lag BaOmer, or listen to music, or do any of that stuff. On the night of Lag BaOmer, only during the daytime, once you can apply Miktsas Hayom Kikulo. But then there's a third shita, Shulchan Aruch Rav and Tav Tzadik Gimel Sivkan Hei Kaf Chaim and Sivkan Chav Ches Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph Sim Kufin Tes to point out that some allow making a wedding the night of Lag BaOmer, even though you don't yet have your Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, because Lag BaOmer itself is fundamentally a day of celebration. Plus, you have the sheet of the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam that Miktsas Hayom Kikulo could even apply at night. So maybe when you're mitzarif of those things, it's enough of a hetter to be able to make a wedding, listen to music, have a hilula or whatever on the night of Lag BaOmer. It seems that many people are making like that. Then a fourth sheet as to when to observe the Minhagim of Svira, the Bach quotes from the Balei HaTosos that it's for the entire Svira period, with the exception of the days of Yom Tov, the days of Chol HaMoed, the days of Rosh Chodesh, and no mention of Lag BaOmer being an exception, because the tradition is that the Talmid Rabbi Akiva died for 33 days, and this tradition has it that it's on the 33 days that you say Tachnun, but not on Yom Tov, not on Rosh Chodesh, not on Chol HaMoed, and not on Shabbos. So they took breaks from dying on those days. And that leaves you with 33 other days in the Omer that they could have died on. So it's only during those days, and then you take breaks on the days that they didn't die, on the days that we don't say Tachnun. It's assuming that people said Tachnun Chodesh Nisan, obviously assuming they say Tachnun Yom Atzmud, and you know, the days before Shavuos, etc. The Taz in Tav Tzadi Gimel, Sivkat and Beis, says that we observe until Lag BaOmer all observances, and then after Lag BaOmer, not to get married, but you're allowed to take haircuts after Lag BaOmer. What would be the svara to split the Nihugei Avelus? So Taz explains that up until Lag BaOmer, we're observing the Avelus over the Talmid Rabbi Kiva. After Lag BaOmer, Talmid Rabbi Kiva stopped dying, but you still have the Crusades to worry about. So that's why we modify the Avelus a little bit. In Darkei Moshe, he quotes from the Maril that we start after the day, another minute, start the day after Rosh Chodesh Iyar and go until Shavuos. So it doesn't start from the beginning, it starts the day after Rosh Chodesh Iyar and go straight until Shavuos. The Tshuvas Dvar Moshe, Chaim Siman Lamed Beis, says that this practice is fine, except you're allowed to take haircuts on Lamed Dalet BaOmer as well. So a Sephardic twist on it. And then there's the minhag that seemed to have been the most widespread minhag, because the Aruch HaShulchan writes that this was the minhag where he lived, and the Chayyadim says this was the minhag where he lived, and the Magen Avraham says this was the minhag where he lived, to start the Avelus on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar and stop 3 days before Shavuos. So you don't start after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you start on Rosh Chodesh Iyar and stop 3 days before Shavuos, and that way you get to your 33 days. So those are the basic minhagim. Now, are you allowed to change your minhag if it doesn't suit you to observe the minhag that you always they always observe? So Moshe has an important tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Tes, where he says that all the minhagim are really one minhag. It's to observe 33 days of Sfira. Okay, so some do these 33, some do those 33, but it's all really the same minhag. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, it's not a violation of Al Titosh Torah Simecha to change your minhag and to observe something else. And for example, like the Rama writes in Darkei Moshe, Tafsad Gimel Gimel, that everyone should follow their own community minhag and not follow two different practices. So Rav Moshe, a community shouldn't follow two different practices. Rav Moshe says, it's not a problem. Nowadays, our communities are so mixed anyway. You have different shuls, different traditions. Within a community, you're allowed to observe different practices, and you're allowed to change your minhag from 1 year to the next, even if you want to, because it's all really one minhag. What if you have a wedding during, like, I have a wedding tonight. I'm observing Svir right now, as you can tell from my beard. But I have a wedding tonight to go to. So am I allowed to go to a wedding? So Moshe writes in the tshuva, that same tshuva, that yeah, it's absolutely permissible to go to the wedding and to dance at the wedding and to celebrate at the wedding. Am I allowed to shave for the wedding? So Moshe says, unless it's going to stir the simcha, I shouldn't shave for the wedding. If it's going to be that, you know, if like I was a brother of the chasen of the kala, and it's going to ruin all the pictures because I, you know, don't look or whatever, you know, it's going to, and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's wedding, I had a beard, and they still haven't forgiven me. They think I ruined all the pictures because I don't have the nicest beard, I guess. So if it's going to, in some way, start the simcha, then you're even allowed to shave for the wedding. But otherwise, one shouldn't shave for the wedding. So that's the basic idea of what the different minhagim are and what it's based on. But Hashem, next time we'll get into some of the detailed halachos of Sfira.